Hello, family and friends, and welcome to the Emmanuel Pearlgate Daily Devotional for today. We pray that your spirit will be fed, so you will be able to go through the day with Jesus on your mind and the power of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Feel free to visit us at www.epbcsf.com to learn more about us and to virtually worship with us through our virtual video library. Enjoy today's devotional.
Week 22, the weekend. Today's topic, shining for His glory. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. That's Matthew chapter 5. Verse 14 through 16. I like salt. It seasons food to make them taste better. It also creates thirst. Christians who live out what Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 5 would do the same. Christians should flavor the culture around them and create a thirst for the gospel. They should not repel but attract. When Christians are tasteless, they turn off an unbelieving world to God and the gospel. Jesus is the light of the world, and He sent us to take that light to the nations. We cannot produce the light ourselves. We are just lamps. Christ in us shines out to the world. He is the hope of glory. We do not perform good works to call attention to ourselves, but to bring glory to God. We are not to be on display, but Jesus should be on display, shining brightly for all to see. Works do not save, but every saved person will do good works. Now, I'm going to say that one more time. Works do not save, but every saved person will do good works. What are some good works we can do today that will show others the light of Jesus and glorify our Father in heaven? As the classic song says, "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine." Father, help me to be a light to those around me today. May they see in my life you. May they see your Holy Spirit living in me and through me, and it brings you glory, honor, and praise. It is in the mighty and matchless name of my loving Savior, Jesus Christ's name, that I pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in with us on today. We pray that you enjoy today's devotional and that it will be a blessing on your life. These devotionals are broadcast Monday through Saturday, so remember to tune in for our next devotional. For information, you can contact us at www.epbcsf.com. May God bless you and continue to keep you. Until next time, be blessed.